Good morning, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Kriyomi. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to file a claim.
Okay, and I'll be more than happy to help you file that claim. Can you provide me with your social?
644-502-431.
Okay. And is this your first time filing for unemployment in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and I just want to make sure I have your social correct. That's 644-502-431.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can you spell your first name for me?
R-A-Q-U-E-L.
Is that okay? And your last name?
C-U-R-R-U-B, as in boy, I-A-T-E-S.
And your date of birth?
12/09/95.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And what's your preferred language? Hello? Miss Raquel. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And what's your preferred language?
English.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
Ninth grade.
Okay. And what's your mother's maiden name?
Maria Torres. Maria Torres.
T-O-R-E-S?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
And what state was that issued in?
Alabama.
Okay. And can you provide me with your license number?
It's 877-2810.
All right. And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposited into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. And if you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Is it a checking or a savings account?
It's a checking.
And can you provide me with your routing number and your account number?
Yes, ma'am. Give me a second. Let me go get it.
Okay.
It's the routing number 103-100. And then 195.
Okay. And the account number?
It's 248-1199-65221.
And just to recall these numbers to you, that routing number is 103-100-195. And the account number is 248-1199-65221.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can you provide me with your mailing address?
It's 2166 Bellevue Road, B-E-L-V-I-E-W, apartment 20, Florence, Alabama, 35630.
Tell me the zip code once more.
35630.
Okay. And that's Florence, Alabama, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So that's 2166 Bellevue Road, apartment 20, Florence, Alabama, 35630.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
All right. And can you provide me with your telephone number?
It's 256-642-6395.
Okay. And I have some security questions to ask you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 103 Madison Road, 1306 Taylor Street, 1439 39th Avenue East, 522 South Connor Street, or none of the above?
522 South Connor Street.
Okay. And which of the following street addresses in Brownsville have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1525 East 8th Street, 405 Old Port Isabel Road, 5965 Louders Boulevard, 6537 Carolina Pine, or none of the above?
The first one.
Okay. And which of the following cities has a current or formal association to you? Killeen, Hoover, Madison, Mobile, or none of the above?
So can you repeat that again?
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or formal association to you? Killeen, Hoover, Madison, Mobile, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. In which of the following counties have you ever lived or owned property? Coffee, Dallas, Lake, Madison, or none of the above?
Can you repeat that again?
In which of the following counties have you ever lived or owned property? Coffee, Dallas, Lake, Madison, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And based on your background, in what county is 5689 County Road 73? Houston, Lauderdale, St. Clair, Tuscaloosa, or none of the above?
The first one.
Okay. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
And are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
And what was your last day of work?
It was February 9th or 10th.
Okay.
I said 9th or 10th. Do I need the exact date, ma'am?
No, as long as it's within the same, around the same date, you're fine.
Okay.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
My kids have been sick with the corona. Well, they were sick.
Okay, so since Sunday, they have been fine?
They have, but it's been hard with the job. Like, I've been really sick, too.
Okay. And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license? Are you currently?
No, I don't.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, I'm not.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, I am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade?
No, just day shift.
Okay. And let me just put that down. And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workman's comp due to a work-related injury?
No.
Okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20, 30.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
15.
15. And do you obtain work through a union?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. And what was your job title?
I was working at production.
Okay. And are you seeking the same type of work?
Excuse me?
Are you looking for the same type of job?
No, no, due to the fact that I was getting really sick.
Okay.
There.
What job title are you looking for work in?
I'm looking for something inside a store, something warm. I used to work at the in the freezer.
Okay.
And I kept getting sick, and so I'm just looking for, I've been putting applications like at Walmart or stores like that.
Okay, so it's customer service.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was the name of the company you were working for?
The Gemstone. Gemstone Foods.
Gemstone Foods. Let me see. And were you working through a staffing agency?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Let me add them. I may have to add them.
It's all on the thing. On my W-2, it says RCF LLC.
Okay. Let's see. I think I've seen it. RCF. Okay. RCF. There it is. And do you have the phone number?
Let me see. I think it's 256-712-3232.
Okay. And what was your start date with this company?
I started in November the 15th, 16th.
And what of what year?
21.
Okay. In what city were you working in?
Florence, Alabama.
Florence. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And this was your last employer, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working for this company?
I got really sick. I kept getting sick, and we work in the freezer, you know, mm-hmm. and all day. So I asked the safety, the health, if they had any open positions, like where I could, where I wouldn't have to work in the cold because I kept getting sick with bronchitis.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't tell me they had any positions. They didn't have any positions open. And I can't get any better with the bronchitis and the cough and the cold. If I'm going back into the cold every day.
Right.
So, I tried talking to him about a position, a different position, but I didn't receive any answers or anything from them. She didn't know. That's all they told me.
And I'm just putting down what you're saying.
Okay.
And can you give me the name and the title of the person you asked for another position?
Let me get her number. What do you need from her name and...
And that her title.
Let me see. She's a... Let me see. Her name is Carola.
Can you spell that for me?
Carola.
Okay. And her last name? You have her last name?
Okay. I don't have her last name.
Okay, that's fine. What's her title?
I have no clue. She thanks. All she puts is Carola from Gemstone Foods.
Okay.
And I just asked her if she had any positions opening positions that weren't in the code, you know?
Right. I understand.
She just told me she didn't know. And she's the one I would speak to every time I got sick or my kids would get sick. My kids were quarantined for 2 weeks.
Okay. And do you want to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income taxes?
What does that mean? I've never done this before.
So if you want the 10% to come out, you won't have to worry about paying it back on your taxes. And if not, mm-hmm. next year you will have to pay those taxes back.
Sure, it can come out. And I won't have to pay it back?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
And do you have a pen and paper so you can take down your PIN number?
Give me a second.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. It is 3195.
Okay.
And that's your 4-digit PIN you would use if you choose to call in and do your weekly claim. They'll ask you for that 4-digit PIN number. The information to read to you. It contains websites and phone numbers you may want to write down.
Okay.
It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a / and you have V as in Victor, O as in mm-hmm. Oscar, S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, and T as in Tom.
Okay.
And you will go there to update your online resume because failure to do so may result in an interruption of your benefits, and you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday, and you must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. And if you choose to file via the internet, that web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone, the telephone number is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. And you make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this coming Sunday. An information mm-hmm. booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet will explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read that information carefully because failure to follow the instructions could result in a loss of benefits. And if you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or you have any questions, you can call 1-800-361 4524. And your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, and we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. And if so, you will be contacted by letter or telephone before a decision on your claim is made. And we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
All right, and I would like to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Fund. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Bye.